Hello, Yelp Tampa Bay listeners and beyond. My name is Christina Golden, and I am your Yelp Tampa Bay community manager. This episode, I had the pleasure of sitting down with sisters Taylor and Courtney Schalk to talk about their family business, Toffee to Go, an addicting toffee that can be ordered online or found at select retailers, and the dessert spot at Toffee to Go, their dessert cafe located in South Tampa. Although you can't see us, the easiest way to differentiate who is speaking between the sisters is Courtney is a little farther away from the mic. She also answers most questions about the dessert spot, while Taylor shares stories about Toffee to Go. We talk about how the business has grown in the past 17 years, developing the desserts for the cafe, and how it was their mother's life goal to be featured on Oprah's Favorite Things, and how they actually achieved that goal. Grab a cookie because you will be craving sweets by the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoy. I'm here with Courtney and Taylor Schalk. That was pretty close.
That's correct. That sounds great.
Thank you. At the dessert spot at Toffee to Go. So we are in the background, the back room, I better say, where we're basically smelling all the amazing desserts. So they're definitely making me hungry sitting here. I'm going to have to get a sweet fill afterwards. So Taylor and Courtney, you guys run a business with your parents. I think it first started as Toffee to Go, and now there's a dessert room that's attached to it. So can we start off by you guys just kind of talking about the breakdown of who has what job in your family, and then we'll dive more into like the background of how you guys started Toffee to Go and all those fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it is a family business and we do all work together and we, you know, come together on a lot of ideas. We have a lot of meetings and we do agree on many things, but we do have it split up. My parents are at our production facility. And I am Taylor. I do our corporate sales, and my title is Director of Business Development.
And I'm Courtney, and I am the General Manager of the dessert spot.
That's great. So, I mean, you guys must get along well with your family then to do that.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we all have a lot of fun together. But what I will say is, you know, family business is a lot of time together. And we are lucky that we are separated a little bit, with my parents being at the production facility, my sister Courtney being at the dessert spot, and I work remotely. It does give us a little bit of space so that we're not all together all the time.
Yeah, that separation is probably pretty good.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we do love working together. The holidays are a crazy time. I mean, we're together a lot, and we really have fun with it.
So how long has Toffee to Go then been in existence?
Well, we incorporated in 2002. It started out of our house just before then, and then we really started in 2002. So about 17 years now.
Wow. And the dessert spot has been open 2 years in October.
Okay. So that's amazing. So that's a huge chunk of your guys' life that you've had the Toffee to Go.
Yes.
So what were your parents doing then before they started Toffee to Go?
I mean, it was very different. You know, my dad was in hotel management and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And I definitely do remember that time in our life. But I will tell you, the toffee has always been a part of our life. I mean, even before we started the company, we made it every holiday. We gave it away as gifts. Everyone was always asking for it. So even though it's only been a business for 17 years, it has always been a part of our life.
I like you say only. I was like, 17 years? Like, wow, that is a long time that you guys have been making toffee.
Yes. So then
is it a family recipe, or how then did you guys first develop the toffee recipe?
So it is a family recipe. It was my dad's family recipe, and we tweaked it a little bit. You know, we played with the ingredients a little bit. It originally was just the milk chocolate almond, and then they decided, let's try some other flavors. So they added in the dark chocolate pecan and the white chocolate macadamia nut, which we just absolutely love. But I'll tell you what has stayed the same is making it by hand in small batches. That is one thing that we will never change. I mean, we still make it in small batches, and I think that's what gives it its incredible flavor.
Oh, so then you guys decided to start and incorporate Toffee to Go. And
What was really that starting point that made you guys decide to do that, for your dad to be like, you know what, I think we're actually going to like go all in with this toffee?
Yeah, I mean, totally my mom's influence, you know. I mean, she's just hilarious. And, you know, she was a stay-at-home mom on a tight budget. I mean, we definitely budgeted when we were younger. And she was like, let's try this. Everyone is always asking us to sell it. Let's try this little business and see what happens with it. And so we started it out of our home. And I, you know, it's funny, we did not have a sophisticated accounting system back then when we started. It was just very mom and pop. And I still have an Excel spreadsheet from, you know, back in early 2000, just with our orders, you know, Debbie, $20, Sarah, $100. I mean, that's how we worked, and it slowly grew from there.
Wow. So it started then kind of just word of mouth. You guys had a website and
I don't even think we had a website. I think it was neighbors and, you know, parents, like kids' parents at school who we were friends with. We gave it to teachers, and then people were like, well, I want to give that as a teacher gift. And, you know, my parents are very social. They're involved in the church. They're involved in the community. And it just was really word of mouth. I don't even think we had a website at that point.
Oh, wow. So then I'm guessing, so was your dad still working then when you guys first started the toffee to go?
For a little while, he still was working in hotels. And then he just said, let's go all in. And it was a risk. I mean, that's a huge, huge leap to go from his salary to just going all in. And he did it. And we're grateful that he did. You know, it worked out.
Wow. Yeah. So what do you think it was that really helped you guys grow then to start with just like neighbors and teachers and stuff, and to really take off how you guys did?
Well, it's an incredible product. I mean, people love it. So that definitely helps that we had such a great community following, with people loving our toffee. And part of it was they had been asking for it for so many years. Please, we want to buy this. Thank you for giving it to us for Christmas, but we want it more than just Christmas. You know, we want to be able to buy it. So I think that was a huge help. And, you know, my parents are very smart and they're conservative. They started small. We just went very slowly. We didn't jump into going into debt and buying all these things we didn't need. They just went very slowly. We transitioned to a commercial kitchen and then a very small retail spot, and then a large, you know, just slowly over the years grew and didn't go too quickly with anything.
And then during this time, you guys were also going to different festivals,
yes,
right? Because I remember you mentioning that you went to like the Nutcracker one in Houston.
So. Well, the Nutcracker Market is a large one. I
yes.
mean, that's a huge one. Courtney, you did some of the smaller ones with them.
Oh, yeah. I used to go on the road with my dad all the time. I mean, some of my best memories are at those toffee shows, selling the toffee, meeting the other vendors. I mean, you see the same vendors at every show. So we would go to Jacksonville, we'd be next to the same people, we'd go to another one. It was so much fun, and I think that helped a lot.
Absolutely.
Luckily, we don't have to do them as often, but the ones like the Nutcracker is a huge one, so we go back to that one every year. But the little ones were pretty much what made us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Putting in all those miles and deciding to go and check that out.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Because then I also know that you guys were featured on Oprah's Favorite Things in
yes.
2013, right?
Yes.
Which is always near and dear to my heart. I love Oprah's list. So did you see then a huge uptick in terms of orders from that? Or was before then you guys were really, it was about the same?
So to be honest, I mean, we've always had a steady growth. Every single year we've experienced wonderful growth and expansion. But that Oprah endorsement, it's a huge push. And I mean, it's a lot. It can be a lot on companies if they're not prepared for it. We were as prepared as we could be, but we were still in our smaller facility then, and we had one stove. So we had three chefs working 24 hours a day, you know, 8-hour shifts, cooking through the night to keep up with the orders, because it's a lot. It was a lot at once. But we continued to grow after the Oprah endorsement year after year. So we've been really grateful for that continued growth.
It's amazing. Do you know how they even found you? Like how
yes.
Oprah ended? Okay.
Yeah,
I was like,
gosh.
I want to hear that story.
I was actually there. It was very exciting when it all happened. So my mom, Lisa, has said from the beginning, I want to be on Oprah's Favorite Things. I know it's going to happen. And, you know, my mom, she's so cute. I mean, she's so funny. You know, she just says the greatest things. And she was part of BNI, which is a networking organization. And every week she would go, and her elevator speech was, I'm Lisa Schock with Toffee To Go, and one day you're going to see me on Oprah's Favorite Things, okay? And people remember that from BNI. They're like, you said that, you know? She was a, you know, avid watcher of the Oprah show, and Gail, Oprah's best friend, was on the show and said how much she loves desserts and chocolate, and my mom had this great idea. I'm going to send Gail our toffee. So she was all excited, and she sent a box to Gail and thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a call the next day hearing how much she loves the toffee. Okay, she never heard from her. Never heard from her. So 3 years later, we were all in Atlanta for the America's Mart. It's a buyer's market. And Adam Glassman with the O Magazine walked by and sampled our toffee. And he said, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I've had this before. And you know, he receives thousands of gifts and samples every week. So my mom said to him, Adam, if you remember my toffee from 3 years ago when I sent it to Gail, then we need to be on Oprah's Favorite Things. And he said, okay, you know, I'll be in touch. And sure enough, you know, a few weeks later, we get a call that we need to overnight a box of toffee for Oprah to try. She loved it and selected us as one of her favorite things, and we were chosen for the December issue of the O Magazine in 2013 as one of her favorite things. It was phenomenal. It was so exciting.
That is amazing. I love that your mom had this one goal that she was going to get on.
She is, you know, power of positivity. She is driven. Yeah. She envisioned it, and it happened. You know, it was awesome.
That's amazing. And that really does show the power of setting goals.
Absolutely.
Yes. While we're on the subject of goals, did your parents ever have like a goal of how big they wanted to see this toffee business become that they've been aiming for? Or has it just been, they've just been watching it grow over the years and have been excited about that?
That's a good question. What do you think, Courtney?
I honestly think the main goal was to get on Oprah's Favorite Things. That was my mom's end goal. That's all she wanted.
We've made it, guys. So. We've made it.
I don't think that they have something that they want it to be. I just think that they have enjoyed what it's become. And I mean, I think one of the things was adding in the dessert spot.
Yeah, that's always been a goal.
But as far as growth, I think we're just taking it day by day.
Yeah, just enjoying what comes, working as hard as we can and seeing where it goes.
Yeah, so talking about the dessert spot, because you said it's now been open for 2 years, what really made you guys decide like, okay, we're really killing this toffee business, let's go into other sweets as well?
So we moved the production to Pinellas Park. So we were only using about 500 square feet of our retail store. And we just weren't utilizing all this extra space that we had. We would put toffee on ice cream and in cakes, like at our homes. So we were like, why not incorporate this? And why not use all of this space that we have? So finally, after about 5 years of us sitting on this empty space, my dad convinced my mom that we should remodel everything and opened up a dessert cafe. So we knocked down, the freezers, we knocked down the offices and just really expanded it. That's how it happened.
And so, because I know you guys have just a ton of different desserts, so you guys found an outside chef to come in and make those desserts.
Yeah, so the timing was perfect on it. Actually, Chef Naz, her mom, and my grandma have been best friends for 60 years.
Oh my gosh.
And Chef was teaching at Le Cordon Bleu in Orlando, and when it shut down, she moved back to Tampa and was just doing catering and private events. And it was right at the time that we were trying to hire a pastry chef. And my grandma was like, you need to meet Chef Naz. So we called her. She came in, brought us some of her desserts. We hired her on the spot. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we probably hired her like a month before the place opened. Like it really was perfect timing. And she's just been incredible. I mean, we are so fortunate to have her.
Yeah, I can vouch that your desserts are absolutely amazing.
Thank
I've
you.
Eaten way too many of them over the past 2 years. But so I see that it's like a rotation of different desserts. So is there any schedule to it, or is it just kind of like what she feels?
You know, we have our ones that are always going to be there because they're the most popular desserts, but we really listen to what the customers want. So, you know, they wanted some keto options, we added keto. Wanted some vegan, we added vegan. But we don't ever want them to get tired of the desserts. Not that I could ever get tired of any of them. They're all so delicious. But it's nice to come in and maybe see a new cake or see a new cookie. Definitely, like when it's October, it's pumpkin spice season, you know, so we have to incorporate some of that stuff in it. But like I said, we do keep the, you know, the staples. Those are the ones that we'll have. But it's nice to have a rotation. We let Chef kind of take the rein on what desserts she wants to make because she knows this. I don't know. I didn't go to school for it. She did. So, you know, I just tell her whatever you think is going to sell, whatever you want to do, and she makes them.
And so what are those staples that you guys always keep around?
The ultimate chocolate pie, chocolate mousse cake, the toffee cookies, the gooey toffee bar, of course, and the cheesecakes. We'll add in different regular cakes. You know, we do a red velvet. We'll do a toffee cake, a butter cake. She just made some scones. Oatmeal pies are a new one that we have on. But definitely those items, the bars, lemon squares, and all the cookies that she has.
So I know that I was looking on your guys' Yelp page before coming, and you guys have like a solid 5-star average with like over 134 reviews. Do you guys look at that page? Do you guys read it? What do you think you guys can attribute like to having such like it's very rare to see a business that has that many reviews and an average of 5 stars.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Yelp has been incredible. We're so fortunate and we so appreciate our customers for reviewing us when they enjoy our desserts. You know, we put a lot of pride in that. We put out the best products that we can. You know, it's the best ingredients. Our chef is amazing. And I think if you give customers a good, solid product, they're going to want to tell their friends about it or write about it. I mean, we use Yelp all the time. So to have, you know, that many reviews is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, my dad was in the hospitality industry. My mom was as well. Courtney was. I mean, we're all very aware of how important customer service is. So we wanted to make it as family friendly, as welcoming as possible. And I think that it's reflected in our reviews. And plus, I mean, we all have such a sweet tooth. We only sell stuff that we love. And I think that definitely helps as well.
So then you guys do read the reviews and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We love it.
Oh, yeah. I think I actually saw that. Yeah.
I get it notified on my phone right when we get one, and I respond right away. I love it.
We have a family group text chat, you know, and so we always send it like, look at this review. That's so nice, you know. So we definitely recognize the reviews, and we're appreciative. We do appreciate it.
And whenever someone comes in, I always, you know, is this your first time here? And if they say that it is, I always ask them, you know, what brought you in? And I'm telling you, more than half the time, it's because of Yelp, which is just incredible. You know, they're like, well, we wanted desserts, so we looked on Yelp, and you guys have 5-star rating. They'll read the reviews. People trust it. Mm-hmm. It's a great, you know,
resource,
and people just go by it. So we're so fortunate.
Yeah, and I think it's a great thing that you guys respond to positive reviews too. Mm-hmm. I know so many businesses that only respond to negative reviews.
Oh.
You know, I always like seeing the businesses that actually respond to all reviews,
yes,
because the positive ones,
yes,
are great too. I mean,
totally.
Those are the ones that you want and also still appreciate. So.
Absolutely.
And so do you guys have, what are future plans for you? Do you guys want to expand and have more dessert rooms, or is this going to be your one and done?
It's so funny. I mean, my dad just can't sit still. You think like, okay, you're going to retire eventually, right? And he wants to keep going and new ideas. And so, I mean, there's the option for expansion. I mean, we've had great success with a dessert spot, and we'd love to see additional locations pop up. Right now, we do have our pop-up Toffee to Go store in Hyde Park during the holiday season. But who knows? You know, we're always discussing of what we can do next with a dessert spot.
Yeah. So what is your guys' favorite dessert then from... I was like, I bet it's choosing your favorite child.
I know, right? So true. Well, I will say my boyfriend is more creative. Okay, he gets really into it. He does the toffee cheesecake with toffee sauce on top and ice cream on the side. I mean, he goes all out. I'm pretty simple. I love a good amaretti cookie with a cup of tea. You can have it at any part of the day, even breakfast. It's such a delicate but like fluffy crunch cookie with a good almond flavor. Oh my gosh, I love that, and I will have it at any point in the day.
And I'm more like Taylor's boyfriend. I go all out when I'm eating my dessert. I get the gooey toffee bar, heat it up with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top, and then I drizzle the toffee sauce over it.
It's so good.
So delicious. I recommend it to all my customers. Then they try it, and they don't want to try anything else because they're hooked on it. But everything is delicious here.
Oh my gosh, you must be giving people a ton of sugar rushes. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Definitely.
Listening to that. So then, just going back to this being a family business, did you guys both always know that you wanted to continue working with a family, or was there ever a point in your lives that you guys branched out, like went somewhere else and then came back?
I knew I always eventually wanted to do the family business. I was always in hospitality, and I wanted to either manage hotels or restaurants. And when they opened up the dessert spot, it was just the perfect opportunity. They asked me if I wanted to manage it, and I said absolutely. You know, I never wanted to have a 9-to-5 job. I like being out talking to customers. You know, that's just my personality. So it was just, I mean, it was perfect. I'm so thrilled with it. And Taylor, on the other hand, had a little bit of a different.
Well, I studied accounting in college, and I had this whole career path with that in mind. You know, I did 2 different internships with accounting firms, and I realized accounting is really boring, and selling toffee is a lot more fun. And so I joined the family business, and I have not looked back. It's been a blast, and I'm so grateful to be able to do this.
So then, Courtney, in terms of managing the dessert spot, is there any like really difficult things that you found like when you hopped into managing it that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, well, it was funny. It was supposed to open up in May, and it didn't open up until October. And October is the busiest season for us. You know, November, October, December, all of those. And so my dad just kind of threw me into it. You know, originally he was going to be here with me, helping me, you know, let's order the right sizes for the to-go cups, you know, do this. And he was like, honey, I'm so sorry. It's October. I have to be cooking the toffee. Good luck. You know, so that was really difficult. A lot of trial and error in that one. But other than that, I love it. There's only a few, you know, you have some issues, but we've been so lucky with our employees. I mean, all of our employees that we have, there's only about 7 of us total. They've all been here since the beginning, pretty much. Which in other restaurants that I've worked at, you know, it's really like easy turnover rate. And, you know, there's always new, you know, waitresses. And with us, we've really had the same employees, which has made it super easy because you don't have to keep reteaching everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've kind of, it's nice that they've all started with us because we've grown together. You know, this is their baby as well. Like they started at the bottom too. So they love seeing it grow, which I think the customers can really tell that we're so passionate, and having like passionate employees really makes all the difference. But really the most difficult was in the very beginning when I had to do all of the ordering and going into this completely blind.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because just seeing Lisa pop her head in, when you said you had 7 employees, I really thought it was just Lisa, because every time I've been here, and not your mother, Lisa, there's another Lisa that works at the store, but it's always been Lisa.
Oh my gosh, like, it's so funny. Well, we joke, Lisa, she's like, I think I'm going to have to go to therapy, because everyone says, oh, you're the other Lisa, you know, not Lisa, the owner. You're the other Lisa. No, we love Lisa. She's been with us forever, and she's wonderful.
And so I have a question that I've always been curious about. How do you guys know how much you should bake for at a certain time? And then do you guys ever have leftovers? And if so, then do you take it home and eat it yourselves? Like, I always was like, I want a bakery just so at the end of the day, I would always get to eat like a million croissants. And I'm like, oh, I don't think that's how it works. But like, in my head, it was.
In the beginning, it was definitely more difficult. But now I do inventory every Monday. And I see what we made and what we sold the week before, mm-hmm. so that we can kind of pinpoint it more. Since it's been almost 2 years now, we pretty much know how much to make of each dessert. And our chef is here every day, so she's always cooking. So it's not like you need to make 8 cakes. You know, she can make a cake a day or 2 cakes a day, you know, whatever we need. In the beginning, like I said, we definitely had more, you know, extras and leftovers, but now we're pretty good about it, but, you know, not wasting anything.
Yep.
Wow. And so in terms of kind of just work-life balance then, because, again, you guys are family, you see each other a ton, and you have kind of non-conventional jobs, like jobs that you can do at any time. How do you guys find that you're able to really have a life outside of work and balance like that kind of mental health and making sure that you're not overworking yourself by being here all the time?
I'm bad at it. My parents made me take 2 days off a week, and I still come in on those days. I think working in restaurants and being a bartender beforehand, I was already used to that lifestyle of working on the weekends and having a different schedule than, you know, my friends. But it's just something I've gotten used to now. You know, I try to take Thursdays and Sundays off just to have those days to kind of relax. And I mean, I have a social life here. You know, my friends come in here and visit me, and I'm social when I'm here. I'm talking to people when I'm here, so it's nice.
Yeah.
But it is wonderful if you need that mental health day to be able to text your boss, which is, you know, your parents, and be like, hey, you know, I need to take this day off. Can we work something out? I think that that makes it it's easier that way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And my schedule is different than Courtney's. Courtney, I have a lot of respect for you because you work a lot, and I am in sales, and you know, no one's answering their office phone on a Saturday. So I am fortunate that I do have the weekends off. I do, you know, work and do some note taking on the weekends, but I do have that time off. But when you love what you do, you don't mind working a lot. Our busy season during the holidays is nuts, and we work crazy hours, but it's so much fun. And I'll tell you, it's kind of, you work even when you're not working. My parents and I were out to dinner with my boyfriend in Dunedin last weekend, and we're going for a walk in downtown, and we stopped at this little restaurant and said, oh my gosh, this outdoor seating is perfect. This is what we want at the dessert spot. So we're taking pictures, you know, we're looking up the company name. And so you're always looking for ideas, and you're always kind of working.
Yeah, it's hard to turn it off.
It is, but that's good. You know, it's good like that. You get a lot done, so it's good.
So Courtney, when you mentioned inventory before, has there ever been just a dessert that bombed that like nobody ever liked?
Ooh, good question.
Honestly, no, but there are were some that weren't selling as well as the others. So we just, when I see that happening, I'll give it like a month, and I'll just look at the numbers, and we'll just take it off the menu. Like I said, it's rotating a lot. So, and also people kind of, if they get sick of it, they're, you know, oh, it's the same thing. So we'll take it off the menu, and then we'll bring it back, you know, a month later or so. But there's never been a dessert that everyone hated. I mean,
yeah, I guess you guys are taste testing a lot then. Oh, do you guys do you guys try then every dessert?
Pretty much.
We've become excellent taste testers over the years, absolutely.
Got top quality stuff.
Yeah.
So.
You know, always gotta test it, absolutely.
Gotta make sure it's not poison,
there
right?
You
that's
go.
Why we have to test everything. That's always what I say. Is there anything else that you guys would want our Yelp Tampa Bay listeners to know about the dessert spot or anything about you guys?
Well, why don't you tell our hours so people know that?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, it's 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday is 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. And Sundays, it's 3 until 9 p.m.
And we do offer parties on Sundays before we open. You can do 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 3, and you can host a little, you know, get-together. We have companies come in and host work events. We have people come in and do bridal showers or book clubs. It's a really lovely space to come together. So, and we just want to say, you know, thank you so much to all of the Yelpers who have supported us and come in and given us great reviews. We're really grateful for it.
Yeah, how big actually is the company now in terms of number of employees?
Yeah, go ahead, Courtney.
I was gonna say I don't know. I mean, like I said, we have seven.
So, like counting on your
seven here, and then at the production facility,
there's about, I would say, 14 to 15 full-time employees throughout the year. But then during the seasonal busy time, we have like 40 to 45 employees.
Wow.
It grows quite a bit.
Do they have to sign like non-disclosures that they're not going to tell people how to make the toffee?
Good question. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
I would always be worried recipe. About that. Yeah, like that. Can't steal it.
Exactly.
Go take Oprah. Okay, so can you let people know then where to find you on social media?
Absolutely. So on Instagram, we have two different pages. We have @thedessertspot_Tampa, and then our Toffee to Go page is just @Toffee to Go Tampa. And it's the same on Facebook. On Facebook, it's The Dessert Spot @Toffee to Go, and then Toffee to Go.
Got it. So just a final question. Do you guys track then where your toffee goes? Like, do you know where like the furthest this toffee has ever been shipped?
Oh gosh, good question. We do, you know, we do have some international accounts. We've seen, you know, people, we talked about that one year as having like a map in the dessert spot, and people pinpoint, because people come in and say, I brought it to Germany, I brought it to my relatives over here. And, you know, so we're like, oh, it's so fun to see where it has all ended up. But, you know, during the holiday season, we are in about 1,000 different retailers throughout the United States. So we do have a lot of wholesale accounts. It's so fun. I have friends that go up to New York and say, oh my gosh, your toffee's here. Or, you know, North Carolina, we're in a few stores in the mountains and they're hiking and they go in and say, your toffee was at a farmer's market in North Carolina. I mean, it's fun. We do hear about it in a lot of different locations.
Oh, well, that is really neat. It's funny. I actually did send it with my dad when he went to San Francisco to give it to my aunt.
Oh, so, thank you.
So I understand
it.
People saying that they take it with them.
Exactly.
To give as
absolutely.
Gifts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it was great talking to both of you. And I have to say that I love your desserts. I love your toffee. So this was a real treat.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We enjoyed it.
And that's our podcast. Tune in every 1st and 15th of the month to hear a new episode.